Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, you may have heard the tragic story of young Dylan Quirk. He was a young man who collapsed and died. Talented GAA player. He collapsed and died of sudden adult death syndrome. Well, the Dylan Quirk Foundation has been launched at Boswell's Hotel in Dublin. And Michael Cahalan was among the people who joined that launch. Michael, you had your own brush with a heart condition a number of years back, and you were very anxious that people get themselves checked, and that's what the whole Dylan Quirk Foundation is about. Remind us again, Michael, who he was and what happened to him, and we'll talk about yourself. Good morning.
Hi, PJ. So I suppose Dylan, unfortunately, you know, and very tragically, I suppose, passed away while playing for his club, Clonalty Rathmore, in 2022. The game was on in Semple Stadium. When the news broke at the time, it was obviously everyone was in shock, you know, someone so young and fit and obviously seemingly healthy, you know, that something so tragic could happen to him, especially while playing hurling, which he obviously loved and played at a very high level, would have played senior inter-county with Tipperary at the time. So I suppose his father, Dan, has put in some great work then. I suppose at the moment he's teamed up with Advanced Medical Services, and they are trying to screen as many local sports clubs, not only GAA but rugby and soccer, and they're just trying to get screening for as many kids as they possibly can, especially I think from the ages between 12 and 18. And you know, I think it's a fantastic charity in Dylan's name as well. You
were young, fit and well when it was spotted that there was something going on. How did that happen? Take me back.
I was 18 years old at the time. It happened in 2014. I was a couple of months out from doing my leaving cert. I'd had a few breathing difficulties while not only even playing sport, but even day-to-day activities. You know, I was finding it difficult to breathe while going for walks or anything, kind of day-to-day stuff. And I was sent to a couple of different specialists between lung doctors. They weren't sure whether it was asthma. I always said I'm very thankful to the guy who actually had a look at me. He was a lung specialist at the time, but he forwarded me for an echo of the heart. And when I went for an echo of the heart that time, it was found that I had a dilated cardiomyopathy, which I suppose in simple terms it's the muscle of the heart which has basically grown too large, and it doesn't allow the blood to be pumped around your body as it should be. So I suppose, you know, I was told that I had to stop playing. GAA was kind of my main sport at the time. I obviously played hurling. I had been called up to the Cork senior hurling team, so I was told I had to stop all that. All of my family would have got tested then just to see if it was a hereditary issue, you know, something in the family, or whether it was something else, maybe that it was a viral infection that was picked up, which in the end seemed to be what the case was. You know, I'm still on medicine to this day just to obviously regulate it and keep on top of it, but luckily enough, after kind of 2.5 years of rest and taking the medication, I was able to get back on the field. But yeah, you know, you'd be obviously very thankful that, it was picked up at the time, because when you hear stories like what happened to Dylan at the time, obviously it hit home with someone like myself who would have had a similar circumstance.
Getting breathless from time to time, you had that as a warning sign, but many people don't.
No, they don't. That's the thing. A lot of people are walking around day to day without any warning signs as such, which I suppose is the important thing about getting screened. You know, when you look at, we'll say, pitches on Saturday mornings, be it rugby, soccer, GA, I mean, you look at the thousands of kids that are out on the pitches, you know, a good chance is there's people out there who don't show any symptoms, but they might have something that's a little bit irregular. And I suppose that's what the foundation is hoping to achieve by screening, you know, as many kids as they possibly can, that, you know, that they'll pick up the one or two that might have some irregularities, and you know, it could end up saving a life, you know.
And is it the thing, Michael, perhaps it was with Dylan, I'm sure, that you go around fit and well and healthy, you don't know this is happening inside you, and then you're on a pitch, you're clearly, you know, worked up and fully active, and your heart is going full pelt, and then something happens and it can't be stopped. Is that what happens to people like Dylan?
It is, yeah. And what they would say, you know, cardiologists, when you probably speak to them, they would say that it's the adrenaline is the big thing, you know, when your heart is pumping and you're in intense exercise, which obviously, you know, playing games and training, you know, at a very high level, obviously it's going to be quite intense. So basically they're saying the sudden adult death syndrome is kind of a cause of the, you know, the intensity on the body, that basically your heart can't pump around the blood, I suppose, quick enough. And then, you know, you run into issues then with that.
Yeah. But like, were you nervous when you put the boots on again to go out in a pitch?
I would have been. I suppose you're always maybe a little bit nervous for the first couple of weeks, but I suppose, you know, the science is probably there as well, that, you know, you go through all the stress tests, and, you know, when you've gotten all clear from someone in the medical profession, I suppose, you know, you have the peace of mind that you have been screened, you have been tested to a good degree. So at that stage, I suppose there's always a little doubt in the back of your head, but you probably have to block it out that you've got the best advice that you could possibly get. So you probably just go ahead and try and do the best you can.
Will you be on meds yourself permanently?
I would say so. I think I will be on medication permanently, I would imagine, for the rest of my life, which, you know, isn't too bad. You know, it's something that has to be regulated, so it's something that I can't complain about.
How does one go about getting tested? And I'm looking at the Dylan Quirk Foundation website here now, and they're promoting cardiac screening. How does one go about? Is it an invasive test? Is it a difficult test?
It isn't at all, no, and I suppose that's one of the things that the foundation is also trying to get across to people, you know, that it's actually nothing too invasive, you know. I know they're going around to schools and stuff at the moment with the Advanced Medical Services. They're the company that have teamed up with the Dylan Quirk Foundation and are helping to go across as many schools and clubs as they possibly can. But it's nothing to be afraid of. You know, they take your height, weight, blood pressure. You know, people probably get a fright when they hear of screening, that, you know, it's something probably more invasive than it is, but, you know, it's a very quick process. I think the whole thing might take maybe 20 minutes or half an hour, and you know, definitely I feel like it's something worth getting done. I know the Dylan Quirk Foundation are trying to get as many funders on with them as possible. You know, they're hoping in time that the government will take it up for them, and that it will become almost a compulsory thing for, you know, kids between 12 and 18 years old.
Niall Quinn was saying, wasn't he, at the launch, that it should be, for any young person that involved in high level sport, that it should be compulsory to have themselves checked or to be checked.
Absolutely, and I think in Italy he was saying that it is compulsory. I know we're probably a good bit away from getting that done, that it is compulsory for everyone who takes part in a high-level sport that they are screened. I know the GPA, just because of the GA background that I have, they're doing a lot of good work, and they're trying to roll it out as much as they can as well. but it's probably something that there's a high cost to. I know the Dylan Quirk Foundation, it's incredible, it was only launched last week, but you know, they've already raised in the last couple of years, I think 1.3 million already, so it's you know, it's a fantastic cause. And I think definitely if they could get even from 12 to 18 year old boys and girls who are playing in sports screened, I think it would be a huge benefit.
Okay, Michael, thank you, and continued good health to yourself. Michael Cahalan, Cork hurler of renown. 0818 96 96 96. The Dylan Quirk Foundation, if you want to find out more, young people involved in all sports, GAA, rugby, soccer, tennis, whatever, this thing could be lurking and catch you unawares, as it did poor Dylan. And who knows, if Michael hadn't been caught, it might have caught him.
Cork's 96 FM.